This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour, Friday is upon us, the 15th of January, the Ides of January, the halfway mark in the month, and so are we halfway through all of this stuff? Are we done? At least can we be halfway done with a lot of this stuff? What are we displaying for badges, or do we need, we maybe don't need any stinking badges to get through all of the stuff that's here. DJV, D for Doug. Doug Steffen, J for Jennifer, Jennifer Horn, V for Victoria, Victoria Keelan. Jay Kirshner is monitoring and working with the folks who want to express themselves on our social media. The Twitter and Instagram addresses are at DJV Show and Facebook.com/DJV Show. The list of ridiculous situations that we're presented with here, the riot and the number of people on the terrorist watch list, ladies, what do you make of this? Dozens of people, apparently, on the watch list. I got in. And so what does that tell us about, or what is, let me scratch, what does it tell us about the Trump people? What does it tell us about what the news media is going to try to imply that the people who support Trump are terrorists? Is that, are we going to have a blanket sort of condemnation?
Some of the group are on the watch list for white supremacist activity. Yeah, I think we need to call it as it is. There's, you know, it is what it is. So I think the larger issue is, why wasn't the FBI prepared? And if they knew,
because the government doesn't do what it's supposed to do.
No, but see, I actually, and I've been really slow to say this because I don't want to sound conspiratorial. I really don't, because it's very possible that people were just unprepared. But the more that you've looked at the timeline of this, these people came to Washington, D.C. to do this. They came as agitators, and now we've had people arrested from all different walks, right? We had yesterday, I think, one of the big news stories, if you saw it, is that John Sullivan, who is a big guy who gets arrested at Antifa movements. He's actually been linked to the riot in Utah. I think we talked about it a while ago, where someone died because of the behavior of the rioters, was also involved in this. I think you had a threat from Iran on the U.S. Capitol, where that should have already been hardened. You had the National Guard that was already mobilized and the Capitol Police saying that they didn't need the help. You had a lot of stuff that just seemed way too convenient. And again, I don't want to sound conspiratorial, but how this was even allowed to happen, I have no idea. I have no idea. It seems almost way too convenient, the set of circumstances around what went on. The fact that there was National Guard that could have been used that wasn't. The fact that they had terror threats to the Capitol and they knew days before and they still took no action. Something doesn't feel right about all this. I don't know what it is. I'm not making any judgments as to who was involved or why. I'm just saying it does not feel right.
What about the tours? Have you read about that? That's, like, to me, that's really disturbing. And the governor of New Jersey, where I am, who's actually worked quite well with Trump, they've had a very amicable relationship throughout COVID and the election and things like that. He came out yesterday and said that there are multiple sources now, multiple representatives from New Jersey, who have shown him evidence that the day before the riots, there were unauthorized large group tours. Yeah.
Right.
And that there were people on the inside giving
these
tours.
Where did they come from? Where
right.
They come
well,
from?
Ted, exactly.
And that's another
China?
Question. And then,
are they from outside the country or are they inside?
No, they were Americans. They were
Ted
American.
Lieu said that. Ted Lieu, who is a representative from right here in Southern California, represents like Beverly Hills in that area. He came out and said, yeah, there was recon tours. And then when they asked if he saw them, he said, no, I didn't see them. So there have been a lot of rumors about that. I'm looking at the hard facts here. And the hard facts are that on Monday, 2 days before there was this attack, Iran threatened the Capitol. That alone, even if it wasn't a credible threat, should have had a ramp-up in security.
Yeah.
Now they're saying that the FBI knew and warned the local police that there was something going on, that there was chatter, that people were going to come in. So all this talk about how Trump said those words at the Save America rally and that people were just, you know, in their heart, they had to just march and storm the Capitol. No, the people were already breaking in before President Trump had even finished his speech. So this was an accident that was already planned.
Well, then Alex Jones claimed responsibility for organizing everybody marching from where Trump was speaking at the rally to the Capitol, which is also weird that no one's talking about. I think that's kind of strange that, you know, he's made a
which
lot of statements.
Aspect of it
well,
is
the
strange.
Fact that, like, it hasn't really been reported much, which is weird. And I saw it in the New York Post, which is typically a very pro-Trump newspaper, and they endorsed him in the election. But then, you know, they ran with the story that Alex Jones claimed that he had worked for several weeks leading up to that rally with the Trump administration, and that he was the one who was supposed to lead the march from the rally to the Capitol, but that the people had already started marching to the Capitol, so that he was behind schedule. Essentially, so it was very much planned. He was not planning on breaking. I have no love for that guy, but I'm not going to put it on him that he planned that everyone's going to break in. I don't know who came up with that.
That's what we have to look at, because that break-in, the timeline was released the other day. The break-in actually happened before Trump was even done talking. So I think two things happened here, and I think one was leveraged to get whatever political end they wanted to get from this, and that is there was a rally, there was a protest, and there was a march. And those things are all legal, and those things are not usually a dangerous thing. They're legal ways to show that you're upset about something, and they're very American, and we stand with people who protest like we did when they were protesting systemic racism, right? It's the rioters. So the timeline now, and this is new and has not really been spoken about too much, is that they were already breaching the Capitol. And my question is how this was allowed to happen when there were so many
management.
Threats ahead of time.
It's management.
I think it's more than that, though. And maybe you've trained me to be that way, Doug. I don't know. It feels like something else was at play here. The fact that there were two threats, including a terror threat from Iran, and that they knew that this was happening in the days before.
But Jennifer, who's they?
The Capitol Police.
Who is it?
And okay. Washington, D.C.
So the Washington, D.C. police
something
are
is,
influenced.
Something is stinky with the Capitol Police. Jen's totally right. There's something that stinks.
Well, the management
we
of the city
what,
of Washington and the influence
there.
Of people like Maxine Waters, who's completely corrupt and has been for years.
What does she have to do with the Capitol Police?
She is very influential in how the city of Washington is run.
I don't
very
think she wanted people breaking into the Capitol Building.
I don't know what her motivation is. I'm not going to speculate on what her motivation is.
I
other
would say
than
that... I don't know about how she feels about the Capitol, but she told people to attack Trump supporters where they are. So get up in their faces is what she said.
When was that?
It was 2 years ago.
Right. Okay. So that's what I'm saying. It's not like right now. We're trying to figure out what exactly happened.
Right. I know. But I think her desire to incite violence has been there and been on display.
So what happens next week? Is the question. Are these people
going to
be
this again.
At their jobs and doing what they get paid to do? I mean, a lot
hopefully
of people
nothing.
Ought to be fired here. They should be, or be prosecuted for other things that may be more to the point of this, conspiratorial stuff.
Well, that's what the request is that from, I think it's 100 and, Jen probably knows the number, it was 107 maybe? It's over 100 members of Congress have asked for a full investigation into the Capitol Police, and because of COVID, the thing that Governor Murphy, where I am in New Jersey, the reason he spoke yesterday about it is because representatives from New Jersey, including my representative Frank Pallone Jr., he actually, I believe, is one of the ones who actually was an eyewitness to these group tours going through, which have not happened because of COVID. And so the reason that this got started, and people are saying, well, wait a minute, what was going on with these groups? Who authorized it? Now they want to go through the visitor logs and figure out who were these people, who said yes to this, who's giving the tour, who's involved, because it seems like there is something more to it.
One last question here before we have to pause. One of the things that has happened as a result of all of this, the discrediting of Trump, the loss of financial, the whole business of New York not doing business with him anymore, Palm Beach and those people down there don't want to do business with him anymore. So if he really was behind or trying to create a situation, not just recently, but through the course of the last 4 years, to disrupt things or to benefit him, it has fallen down. I mean, it's falling apart.
In New York, he's not going to lose any money.
Well, I don't know that. That's not what I'm getting
contracts.
From the sense.
They have
contracts
have
been canceled. They just canceled three of them the other day.
Yeah, I know.
But the point of my question is, if he's responsible for trying to stir up all of this dust, to what end? What is it that he gets out of this personally? If he's the real bad guy here, under the circumstances, is he completely out of his mind? Is he stupid? Because there is nothing about this in the short term or maybe even the long term that at least financially benefits him, unless there's something that we just don't see, like he's being paid off by some foreign government to screw up the country. Those are the kinds of things.
I don't think any of that I don't think is true.
No. I'm not saying, what I'm saying is what? That he hasn't lost financially because of all of this? Well, that's what I'm saying. So what's his motive?
I don't think he anticipated the bad guy here.
Well, we don't know that. I don't know what's in the guy's mind.
I don't think that he ever wanted to see people storm the Capitol. I don't think that those people were working for him, quite frankly.
17 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Your nose knows what it's supposed to know, and it knows that it wants to be clean and healthy. Are you going to cooperate with your nose so that your nose is clean? If you're using the Navage Nasal Care System, you already know, like Jennifer and Victoria do, how that powered suction in the system flushes out those dangerous elements that are in your nose. The germs, the bacteria, the viruses, the allergens, all of that stuff. The all-natural relief that comes from Navage is incomparable. There's nothing around, nothing even close to the way this cleans out sinus congestion and makes you so much healthier. Clean nose, healthy life. That's it, the bottom line. Make that your new normal by going to Navage.com, the nasal care specialists, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. And in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job, knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 smart bed is only $8.99, plus special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
All right, the download of the day, say it again, Doug, the download of the DJV program, most recent episode has us talking about Tom Hanks and what he's going to do, the people that are going to actually be entertaining at the inauguration, a lot of Chinese conversation about what bullies they are, and Dr. Ken wants children back in school, so do a lot of other people. Highlights of the DJV podcast at djvshow.com. DougStefan.com or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple, for example.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
What's in store this week at Staples?
New year, fresh start.
Get a head start this year with great deals on storage solutions, tech, and office essentials.
And now, only at Staples, HP Plus is available on HP OfficeJet Pro printers, like the HP 8025E wireless all-in-one printer for just $169.99.
HP Plus gives you double the warranty and 6 months of ink at no extra cost.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside. Start the year right and save at Staples.
Curbside available in most stores. See staples.com/HP Plus for details.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
3 after the hour on the DJV program for Friday, the 15th of January. New views, new input, new connections on our social media. Thanks to all the work that Jay Kirshner is doing. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at the ready for the Fur Baby Report. Yesterday was Dress Up Your Pet Day, so what kind of pictures are we looking at there?
Yeah, there's a bunch of cute pictures. There's actually a dog that has one of those cute little hats on. I don't know what the hat's called, but it's like one of those old man hats or golfer hats, I should say. Maybe that's a better way to state it.
What is an old man hat?
Said, I don't know. I didn't hear anyone say old man hat. I heard golfer hat. It's a golfer hat. But yeah, if you want to smile, there's a bunch of fur baby photos, and there's a photo of a bird as well at DJV Show on Facebook.
Because the bird's dressed?
Smile?
The bird's dressed up?
No, the bird's not dressed up, but it's really pretty. It's like gray and blue.
Really?
Birds don't need to be dressed up. They're flowers or their outfit. I mean, they're flowers.
Yeah. They're feathers. They're feathers.
Well, Shirley Goodson, those things are called.
Feathers
Shirley
look
Goodson
like flowers.
posted mm-hmm. about the bird and says this feathered baby will not tolerate being dressed up. So
really?
I get that.
Okay. All right, so there we go. The pictures are there for you. Most of them are on Facebook, probably, right? Or there's some posted?
Yeah, they're all on Facebook at DJV Show. Of course, you can always send them in on Twitter and Instagram. It's the same handle, at DJV Show.
Well, Facebook.com is an ad. It's /DJV Show, right? I always have gotten confused by that.
No, you can just search DJV Show, and
really?
It'll come up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so we got the Dress Up Your Pet pictures. Also, lots of questions about the lottery. Is that... what is it, $770 million for Mega Millions and $500 or $600 for Powerball?
$550 for Powerball, $750 for Mega Millions. And Mega Millions is being drawn again tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern.
Has anybody ever won both of them, I wonder? Anybody ever won both Powerball?
I don't know if they've won both of those, but I actually knew a guy who won the California State Lottery twice.
Really?
A woman who used to be working around CRN, her dad was a doctor already and won the lottery 2 times.
I've heard he had a
set of numbers.
Yeah,
they use the same numbers. Yeah.
Yep.
And another trick that a lot of people say is to use the numbers that just won the previous week before.
Really?
Because a lot of them, when they're drawn in the computer, a lot of them come back up again.
Good to know. All right, some new stuff coming right up after this.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean?
After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
All right, so here we have not only what we're doing on social media, but paying attention. Jay and all and Victoria and Jennifer paying attention to what else is going on social media. Jennifer, you found something.
Yeah, this is crazy and an everyday hero that should be saluted today. Flavian Cavallo is a server who works at Mrs. Potato Restaurant in Orlando. She was serving a table of four on New Year's Day, and she noticed that no food had been ordered for the 11-year-old boy at the table. He was skinny. He had bruises on his face and his arms. And so she wrote a sign and flashed it behind the parent's back that said, "Are you okay?" The boy nodded no. She then flashed another sign, "Do you need help?" He nodded yes. And so she called the cops, who came to the restaurant, questioned the boy and his parents, ended up arresting the parents, and actually gave the boy some help. The father was accused of beating the guy with a broom in his fists and all kinds of crazy stuff. She saved him, though, and that's some good news.
All right, so that's good to see. Following that kind of stuff is good. 28 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top one on a tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Mini is driving forward with the realignment of its model range with a clear focus on drivetrain technology, vehicle segments, and services of the future. At the center of its realignment is the expansion of electromobility. Commitment in the crossover and premium compact segments and strengthening of the market position in China. Customers' needs and wishes have defined the development of the Mini model range over the past two decades. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Have big plans for your laundry room? So does Lowe's. Right now, save big on a Samsung large capacity top load washer and dryer that was $949 and now it's just $679 each. Samsung's newest washing machine comes in a stylish champagne finish and has more capacity for large loads to cut down on wash time. And with the innovative Samsung dryer, set sensor dry to help dry clothes more evenly. Shop at Lowe's now with free delivery. Valid through 120, U.S. only.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study for J.D. Power 2020 award information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Eight people, including the bus driver, were injured after a bus veered off the road and was left hanging on an overpass in New York City's Bronx. The NYPD said the incident happened at 11:10 p.m. Thursday. The MTA said the bus may have experienced some sort of brake failure or didn't properly navigate the turn. John Sullivan, a left-wing activist, admitted last week that he followed a pro-Trump mob into the Capitol in order to document the siege, is now under arrest in Utah. The Justice Department criminal complaint is in conjunction with his alleged participation in the Capitol riot. Mr. Sullivan can be heard encouraging protesters in a video he provided to the FBI. He faces charges of civil disorder, entering a restricted building, and violent entry. U.S. District Judge Barbara Rothstein in Seattle said during a hearing Thursday she's not inclined to order Amazon to put Parler back online. Parler, a conservative social media site, is likely to remain offline at least in the near term. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As the National Football League prepares for divisional playoffs this weekend, some of the less-than-stellar teams are replacing their head coaches. USA Radio News, Dan Naraki explains.
The Jacksonville Jaguars announced the hire of Urban Meyer to be their next head coach, replacing Doug Marrone following the Jaguars' 1-15 season. Meyer is making his first foray into the NFL after a successful college career that included three national championships and a 187-32 record during stops at Bowling Green, Utah, Florida, and Ohio State. And the New York Jets have hired Robert Saleh for their head coaching vacancy. Saleh has been the defensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers for the last three seasons and replaces Adam Gase, who was let go after 2 years. The Jets and Saleh have agreed in principle to a five-year deal. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Saturday, the Los Angeles Rams traveled to Lambeau Field to play the Green Bay Packers at 4:35 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Also Saturday, the Ravens at the Bills, 8:15 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Sunday's games have the Cleveland Browns at the Kansas City Chiefs at 3:05 p.m. Eastern on CBS and ESPN. The late game Sunday has the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the New Orleans Saints, 6:40 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Online gaming service Blizzard Entertainment has released the biggest update for its online platform, Battle.net, in years. Battle.net has been Blizzard's internet portal for its games since the 1996 launch of Diablo. It's also home of a select few other Activision Blizzard games, including the recent Call of Duty titles and Destiny 2, back when Activision Blizzard was its publisher. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The universe loves us, loves you, loves me, loves all of us. It's the DJV program, universally known as a fair and equitable balance to whatever is going on. There's a conversation all the time here around the clock, as a matter of fact. You can find us at djvshow.com. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and the celebration today, whatever else you're doing, you should celebrate National Bagel Day. Bagels have been, well, they're supposedly the Jewish families in Poland in the 1600s wrapped up parchment paper and put the dough in it. Is that how it worked? How did the...
It's very Eastern European, too. My family's from the Czech Republic, and one of the staples is dumplings. So it's basically creating bread that you boil, yeah. And that's the idea behind bagels. So it's not a surprise.
That's why bagels don't taste good outside of New York, because the New York water, it's like...
You've got to have that water.
Have that New York water. Yep, it's
what,
true.
The dirty water? It takes dirty water to make
No, it's just the water
bagels?
In New York just tastes different, and it's just...
Why?
Like, I used to drink the tap water in New York and not filter it, because when I would measure it, because I'm very into, like, you know, checking my water sources, when you measure the water in New York City, the tap water,
like zero would be perfect on the parts per million of like all the junk that's in it. And it and New York tap water measures at 52. The national average is like 70 something or over 100.
In Jersey, Flint, where we are, 9 million. Huh?
Yeah, well, in Jersey where we are, it's 175. So it's terrible, terrible water. So and the bagels in Jersey are awful. You have to have the New York water. If you're going to order bagels, just order them from H&H in the city and have them shipped to you frozen, because they're so good.
Bagels,
be
I'm not much of a fan of bagels because there's too many carbs in it. And they're also, when you go into the place, there's Einstein's in Los Angeles that have bagels. And Megan liked to go in there with Miles. So we go in and you see all these people putting all of this stuff, these lox and the cream cheese and this stuff. I like jelly on my bagel.
Let's have some blueberry
jelly on my bagel. Thank you. Or just if it's a plain bagel or a blueberry bagel, you put a little butter on it, and it's pretty good.
Yeah, I can't stand cream cheese either. I'm with you. I don't do jelly, but I will do just butter because. Yeah.
All right, Jennifer, do you do Viennetta?
Viennetta.
The
no,
ice
I don't
cream
know.
Cakes. Yeah.
Do you remember that dessert, Jen, from the 90s? The thin. Crispy, it's an ice cream cake essentially.
Oh,
and
with
like the wafers, right? It has like the little thin chocolate layers through it that
yeah.
It's like a little layers. Well, that's coming back. We've literally talked about this for 2 days and you haven't been here every time Doug brings it up. I'm like, I know Jen probably remembers that. We all had, that was like our fancy dessert in the 90s.
Yeah, I remember that. And it was like kind of pre-sliced almost and cracked through.
Breyers
had them. Exactly. And now it's coming back.
Yeah.
Like all
and
things in the 90s.
Good humor.
I know.
Exactly.
First
right.
It was scrunchies. Now we're back to Viennetta.
Mm-hmm. 5:49, they're going to be in the freezers there. Where, all around the country? Is this where?
Well, it's all kind of a family thing. This was not in my family, but how many of your families made ice box cakes? Which is kind of the same idea as Viennetta, where you take ice cream and like those little wafer cookies and you build them. I know their family like... treats.
My friend Lizzie does that all the time because her family had done it. I've never heard of ice box
cakes
until she told me about it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So Betty White has her birthday this weekend. She turns 99. Happy birthday to her.
God, love her. Yeah.
She's in a new interview.
I love her so much.
Sounds like she's going to have kind of a low-key, relaxing day. As she said, you probably didn't ask, but I'll tell you anyway. What am I doing for my birthday? And then she goes, she has... she's running apparently every morning.
Is she? No, that's a joke. She said she couldn't do her mile runs anymore because of COVID. Obviously, at 98 years old, she's not running a mile every day. She made a joke about that, but I think it's interesting that show. I've never heard of this show, but I'm interested to see it.
The Pet Set.
Yeah, have you heard of that? Do you remember that show when it was on in the 70s?
Vegas.
She would have different animals, though.
Yeah, she would have different celebrities on with their pets, and they're bringing it back for, like, the 50th anniversary or the 75th
Who's
anniversary,
gonna host
whatever
it
is. They're just rerunning it. They're going to re-air it.
Oh,
If you ever go to the Los Angeles Zoo, when you walk through that place, everything has Betty White's name on it because she and her husband, Alan, what was his name, They have their name on everything within the LA Zoo because they were such big animal supporters and donors. I mean, they're everywhere in that place.
Hold on a second.
She's my guru because remember Hot in Cleveland, which was such a funny show?
Yeah.
I think it was the lady who played Wendy Malick who played Victoria Chase. She said that Betty White's secret to her success and longevity, she never had kids, she's surrounded by animals, and she drinks vodka every night. I'm like, totally aspire to that.
I'm on my way. Alan Ludden was one of the first really big game show hosts, very good-looking man with dark, heavy glasses, but he was the host.
And she was like the assistant or something, right?
Well, she was. They met on the show. And apparently they were on a couple of game shows together, and that's how they, got together and stayed. I think she's only been married once, hasn't she?
She was to him.
To him, and then she's never even dated anyone since he died. Like, it was just such a love affair that was it for her.
Yeah.
Which is sweet.
All right, so happy birthday to her. Meanwhile, over on Jeopardy, there were a couple of game shows on last night that I happened to find. I was doing a lot of city work last night, and I was so distracted or discussed it with the mayor's State of the State address. I just kind of left it on and went over to the TV and turned on the television to see what was going on with not just with Jeopardy, but there's a couple of other game shows that are on these network shows now. Some woman, I don't know who she is, rather tall, blonde,
Jane
statuesque.
Lynch.
No, it's not Jane Lynch. No, I know Jane Lynch. This is a younger woman. I don't know. There's a younger. This particular show featured contestants who were matching themselves with the winners of Jeopardy. I don't remember what the hell it's called. It's called The Chase. Called The Chase.
Oh, that's new.
That's
I don't know.
Jeopardy spinoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was the host of that?
I don't know.
No clue.
Yeah. It was contrived. I thought it was contrived. Anyway, Jeopardy is going to bring in some guests that will, they're there to see how the audience likes them. And basically, within the producers like them, so they're testing them out like we test out. You know, most programs will test out hosts or new people, see how the audience likes them, see how they do. So Jennings was the host this week. Apparently, Mike Richards, who's the executive producer, is going to try it. And then Katie Couric's going to try it. The guy who was apparently a big winner, Aaron Rodgers, was from the Green Bay Packers. Did he participate and win?
I don't know if he's ever done Celebrity Jeopardy, but I thought that was an interesting one. They're going to give him a chance.
Yeah.
Oh, Sarah Haynes is the woman you're talking about, Doug, the blonde
she?
Who hosts The Chase. She was on the that third or fourth hour of Good Morning America with Michael Strahan. It was the Michael and Sarah hour, and then that got canceled. So now she's the host.
I think Katie Couric would do well on this, frankly.
I don't know how Aaron Rodgers is going to do, but
I know.
Maya Bialik will be good.
Have you watched her new show, by the way?
No, the Cat Cafe show?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
I can't decide if I love it or hate it yet.
Okay.
First of all, I love that little guy. He's gay. He's Leslie something is his
Leslie
name.
Leslie Jordan. He's amazing.
Yeah, I love him so much. So he's in it, so I'm giving it an extra chance. But it's such a weird show. I watched a couple episodes with my mom, and they break the fourth wall a lot. So she's talking straight to the audience. And, like, there's pieces of it that I love, and then there are other pieces that are just so cringy. I'm like, oh, I got to turn this off.
Is this a Katie Couric show?
It's Maya Bialik, and it's a half-hour sitcom, and it's produced by Jim Parsons, who did The Big Bang, and she was on that show, of course, Big Bang Theory.
And then they were all looking for celebrities, so there was the Celebrity Jeopardy that was on, and then there was Celebrity Wheel of Fortune with Terry Hatcher and the big woman from This Is Us. And Drew Carey,
I remember right, she actually did really well on Celebrity Jeopardy.
She did fabulously well.
Yeah, and, that's
hundreds
funny.
Of thousands of dollars.
That.
Yeah, she did. Drew Carey looked like he was, he didn't look good to me anyway. But anyway, there you have my rundown of what was on television last night. In a moment, the passing of a very famous Las Vegas act, in a manner of speaking. Right now, though, let's talk about MyPillow and how it will change your life. Jennifer, how are you doing with your MyPillow and using it to sort of cradle your neck? You get a lot of tension in your life.
I clutch to it and cry into it almost every night. So it's great.
Okay, well, that wasn't part. That's, I guess, as good as any reason.
It's very absorbent, is what she's saying.
It's my most prized possession, actually, at the moment.
Yeah. All right. And what about you with your pillows? You've got a lot of other stuff on your bed too, Victoria, haven't you? I thought you did.
A couple of husbands. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Really?
No. I don't know what else would be on my bed. My husband and a pillow.
All right. The pillows. There are so many great things that are adjuncts to the pillows. The company started, obviously, because Mike Lindell wasn't happy with the pillows that he had, and he made his own. And then there were other people who were in his neighborhood and said, hey, why don't you make a pillow for me? And that's how it all got started. So now there are people all over the country, all over the world, raving about MyPillows and the other things that you get at MyPillow.com. Beside the premium MyPillows, there are all the other elements to having a good night's rest. The deep discounts continue, not only on the pillows, but the mattress toppers and the mattresses. You need a new mattress, New Year's resolution, get a better night's rest. That's a great one. Go through the catalog. See what's there. See how you can help yourself out and get the great deals at MyPillow.com using the code DJV when you go to the radio listeners page. That's MyPillow.com. Check out using DJV for all the best deals, especially on these pillows.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2/4/2021, 11/59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. And to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight. All right, a couple of airplane airline stories. You know how I love to talk about this stuff. American Airlines says they are going to ban. All right, so here we have the passing of Siegfried. Remember Siegfried and Roy?
Is the cost of finishing the basement.
Okay, so what do we have?
Siegfried and Roy, yep. Yeah, okay. Siegfried and Roy, yeah. Which is both of them in 1 year. Horrible.
Within, like, what, 6 or 8 months of each other?
Yeah.
I think they
well, they were very
but
close
they were
through their lives. Weren't
yeah.
they partners? Yeah.
Well,
right,
weren't
right.
they were more than partners?
Partners? Yeah, partners
no,
in love
lovers.
And in life.
Yeah, they're yeah. Yeah, gay guys. And then, what? What's the matter with that? They were gay guys.
I know. I'm just laughing the way you said it. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just laughing the way you said it.
Yeah,
anyway,
right.
Yes, they were partners in love and life and business and yes. And it's very sad that they both died.
And really kind of, they were one of the ones that were integral in getting Vegas to become kind of this entertainment capital. They were one of the first big shows that I think took Vegas in the direction of kind of the mega show that is now what we're used to there.
So unlike many of the people who are passing away these days because of COVID, he actually had pancreatic cancer. And once you get that, pretty much a checkout, as we know. I think of all the famous people that I've remembered, Alex Trebek has lasted the longest, right? And when you think
yeah,
back,
yeah.
Patrick Swayze, he went like fast.
And we had Franklin had pancreatic too, right?
Yeah, I think so, right. Yeah. So,
but Roy Horn did die of COVID last year.
No relation.
Yeah.
Right, I was going to say, cousin Roy, did you get free tickets?
I wish.
Richard Branson's 96-year-old mother has died of COVID, but, you know, 96, it could be other things that get it.
He said she had some comorbidities or she had underlying health issues and they were very afraid for her and then she got COVID.
I like what he said. Rather than mourn her, I want to celebrate her wonderful life, her tremendous spirit, the joy she brought to so many people, the love she gave us all. That's a great way to remember somebody. 10 before the hour on the DJV Friday program.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle.
The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Now 53 past the hour, time for us to do Tech Talk from this past week. The top five items on the list of considerations. A lot of things, a lot of people are paying attention to CES. Let's find out what Victoria has done through her research to find the top five stories, starting with a new wireless charger that's being sold by Apple. And if you have it, well, listen to what Victoria tells you to do with it.
Yeah, be careful if you have a Belkin portable wireless charger and stand, the special edition. It was sold in Apple retail stores and online on Apple and Belkin sites, but apparently they can catch fire and they can even shock the user. So no injuries or incidents have been reported yet, but they have apparently found through their own testing that these chargers that were sold between July of 2020 and October of 2020 are being voluntarily recalled. So the stand has a 10,000 amp power capacity. It can charge at high speeds. It's got a lot of power to it, and apparently it leaves it vulnerable to overheating and catching fire, and then, of course, giving someone an electric shock if they mishandle it. So if you own one of these Belkins, you can go to the Belkin support site and figure out how you can get a refund and send the product back. So just be very careful. This is the reason, actually, why Apple was so slow to list wireless chargers in their store, because the risk of overheating and shocking the user is really pretty high with a lot of these. So they finally went forward with the Belkin, and then here we are now recalling it. So that's why they're not that easy to find.
All right, number four, the cancellation of Airbnb spaces in Washington for the inauguration. What do we have here?
Yeah, Airbnb and their subsidiary Hotel Tonight, which is a last-minute hotel booking site. It's actually very convenient. If you're traveling into a city and you don't want to book in advance, it's actually a really helpful tool. So all of those bookings in the D.C. metro area have been canceled. If you are an Airbnb host, they are not losing money. They're actually going to be reimbursed by Airbnb. But because they have no security in these Airbnb sites, they have no there are no security cameras, it's just too difficult for them to monitor the situation and to monitor who's going in and out of these units. So they've just decided, for safety, for everybody's sake, they're just canceling all the reservations.
Number three, a rival for WhatsApp.
Yeah, if you had asked me a week ago what Signal was, I would have told you a million things, like car Signal. Like, I could have told you a million things, but I never would have known. Yeah, never would have known that it was an actual app. But now everybody seems to know about Signal. They have had a 4,200% increase in downloads this week because they are they were a very, very small rival to WhatsApp. Now they're a big baller. And WhatsApp, of course, last Wednesday, as literally as people were breaking into the Capitol and no one was talking about anything else, WhatsApp decided to send a notification to their users that, oh, by the way, if you don't sign on and agree to giving away all of your personal data to Facebook, which is the owner of WhatsApp as of a couple of years ago, then you will lose access to the app. Well, this obviously did not sit well with people, and once things calmed down with the Capitol riots and people started paying attention to their emails again, everyone decided to get rid of WhatsApp, and they have downloaded Signal. Elon Musk and Edward Snowden, two very polarizing figures, they both endorsed Signal. And so right at that moment, actually last week, there was an 11,700% increase in Signal downloads. So that's going to be the new WhatsApp, pretty much.
Number two, at-home testing for COVID.
This has been something that a lot of people have been waiting for since basically the pandemic began. So it's almost 1 year now since these the cases of COVID. And if you go onto Amazon, you can buy a Dexterity Diagnostics at-home COVID saliva test. It's $110 for a single test, or you can buy a bundle of 10 for $1,000. And these are the most accurate saliva tests. It takes about 2 days to get your test results sent back to you.
Number one.
Well, the big story this week, all the big tech has pulled their funding from political figures. We'll see where this goes. It's a developing story.
No, we have a mistake here. We still have a minute. So what do we have? Let's give people a little more information
sure.
on the
So the Facebook, Microsoft, AT&T, and Google all announced this week after the Capitol riots that they are freezing all of their political funding, and they're going to reassess. What this really means is they right now know they're under scrutiny, and they don't really want to have the public be digging into who they give their money to. That's what this really means. This isn't about, oh, the moral high ground, and we're just going to, you know, we don't want to support anyone who was against the election or was for the rioting. What this really means is they give to the left, the right, the center, they give to everybody, and they don't want anyone to really put a spotlight on whose pockets they're lining. And I think it's a cynical take on it, but that to me is just the truth. So they have put out this statement that it's about, you know, the election. It's not. This is just about covering their own butts, basically.
All right. So there you go. The top five tech stories of the week. Victoria.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.